Sydney Opera House, Australia. Even before I traveled to Australia, for me Sydney Opera House was our planet's landmark. In fact, there is an interesting story about my first brush with this landmark. Each time I talk of Vantage in my photography workshops, I narrate that tale. Before applying for my Australian visa, I went on to Google Earth to search for a Vantage. That provided an opportunity to shoot Opera House and Sydney Harbour Bridge together. After my research, I zeroed in on Shangri-La in the Rocks area. I didn't waste time securing a room there. Visa application came later. A room with a view. My booking request was specific. I needed a smoking room with a view. I indicated I was a travel photographer, hence the request. I got a booking confirmation from Shangri-La. It was silent on my request. I sent a follow-up mail. Still, no response. Soon, it was time to travel. I repeated the request at the time of check-in. The front office lady clarified Australia doesn't allow smoking in the room. While I got clarity on the law of the land, I objected to a lack of response to my mails from the hotel. The kind front office lady checked the booking records. She realized the hotel had not responded to my requests. Though she couldn't give me a smoking room, she did the next best thing. She upgraded me to a higher floor. It gave a superb view of the two attractions, the Sydney Opera House and the Harbour Bridge. What is so special about Sydney Opera House? My room gave me the opportunity to shoot the two icons. Through different light conditions. All the while, I wondered what makes Sydney Opera House unique. I did some reading and dug out some interesting nuggets. You may know of some, and may not know of some. Each one is awesome. Have a read. Local authorities held a worldwide competition. It invited designs for National Opera House at Bennelong Point. The competition attracted over 200 entries. Swedish architect Jan Utzon's winning entry broke the mold. It embraced an expressionist style to create a modern-day icon. Sydney Opera House, some factoids. UNESCO inscribed Sydney Opera House on its World Heritage List in 2007. That puts it alongside Taj Mahal, the Great Wall of China, and the Pyramids. Today, the venue hosts over 1,500 performances attended by 1.2 million people every year. And it attracts over 8 million tourists, of which 350,000 take a guided tour. The Opera House covers an area of 1.8 hectare, 4.4 acre. While the roof looks like a smooth shell, it actually sports a subtle chevron pattern. Formed by the glossy white and matte cream cladding tiles. At design stage, cost and time estimate of building the Opera House was $7 million by 1963. At completion in 1973, the actual cost turned out to be $102 million. During its construction, the political ambitions of Davis Hughes marred the client-architect relationship. It forced Utzon to resign. The detailed story of the incident does its rounds as malice in Blunderland. While much may have said about this landmark of our planet, there is one quote that best sums it all up. It is attributed to Pritzker Prize judge Frank Gehry as he awarded the prize to Utzon in 2003. He said, "It, Sydney Opera House, was a building that changed the image of an entire country."